Criminologists who interviewed Page said he started identifying with the neo-Nazi movement while he was in the Army because he thought African-American soldiers got preferential treatment.
Specifically, what he told me at one point was that if you join the military and you're not a racist, then you certainly will be by the time you leave.
Well before pictures like this were posted on Facebook, the FBI had identified hundreds of veterans involved in white supremacist incidents. And federal investigators say small numbers of white supremacists have infiltrated most parts of the military. While Page was at Fort Bragg in 1995, three soldiers were caught and convicted of murdering a black couple outside the base. All were identified as neo-Nazi skinheads. The Army cracked down on racists in the ranks and kicked out dozens of soldiers. But the problem goes way beyond one base.
Every major military installation, you will have at least two or three active neo-Nazi organizations actively trying to recruit on-duty personnel.
TJ Layden would know. He's a former Marine and skinhead who says some military units ignore overt racism.
I used to hang a swastika flag in my wall locker, and everybody in my unit, all the way up to my commander, knew it. The only time they ever asked me to take it down was when the commanding general would come through, just so they wouldn't get in trouble.
Now, that's not to say that happens across the board. In fact, even Layden admits that in his brother's unit, the commander there took an extremely hard line against this kind of racism. He would crack down whenever troops put out anything that had racist overtones, made them take it down and send it home. The Army and Marines have strict rules against this, but ultimately it can come down to how much the individual commander takes a look at it and enforces those rules.